what you just said sounded very similar to what one of the justices raised. I think it was Justice Gorsuch saying, like, that's why there is the call to put things in law so that there is clarity for planning ahead. I didn't hear Ambassador Greer say with any certainty that they're going to try to put any of these things in law. Just use existing regulations is what I underheard him, what I heard him say. But he did seem certain that the existing trade deals will hold. The EU and the U.S. do have an agreement, 15% tariff ceiling in a recent trade deal. But there's an emergency meeting about all this tomorrow. Do you see that as disruptive, that this could be in jeopardy, in fact?
I'm no longer trade minister.
Right.
I used to be. So I don't know what the outcome of those meetings will be. But, you know, it's not as if it was sort of straightforward, 15% across the boards. There are also exemptions. There are carve-outs. There are areas for which there is no tariffs. So I think it, if it shakes the whole equilibrium, which, you know, people in the trade had got used to because they continued trading after the April decisions and the July trade arrangement between the US and Europe. But to sort of shake it up again is going to bring about disruptions in the business, for sure.